Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord,
and you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you for your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in his stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
from Lamentations chapter 3. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Let him sit alone in silence when it is laid on him. Let him put his mouth in the dust. There may yet be hope. Let him give his cheek to the one who strikes, and let him be filled with insults. For the Lord will not cast off forever, but though he cause grief, he will have compassion according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he does not willingly afflict or grieve the children of men. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
So some of his disciples said to one another, "What is this that he says to us? A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father." So they were saying, "What does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he is talking about." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Is this what you are asking yourselves? What I meant by saying, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me'? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy." When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish, for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this fourth Sunday of the Easter season, St. John chapter 16, the 20th and 22nd verses. Jesus said, "A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me. Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. You have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." I think that most everyone would agree that we find ourselves living in a kind of in-between time, in between the time before the coronavirus and what will follow when the virus will no longer be such a threat. The Gospel read in the Divine Service on this fourth Sunday of the Easter season also has to do with an in-between time. First, in between our Lord's death and resurrection, and second, in between his first coming into this world and his second coming at that last and great day. But not only the Gospel for this Sunday, but also the Old Testament lesson and the Epistle also have to do with an in-between time. St. Peter, writing to the dispersed Christian congregations of what then was Asia Minor and is today Turkey, says to them, "I appeal to you as sojourners and exiles." As sojourners and exiles. People not fixed in their real homeland, but on a journey and for a time away from that homeland. And in the Old Testament lesson for this Sunday, from the Lamentations of Jeremiah the prophet, we hear the comforting words of Jeremiah for the people of Jerusalem after their city had been taken by the Babylonians and many of them carried off into exile in Babylon. So in all three lessons for this Lord's Day, we have thought of an in-between time. The Lord Jesus said, "A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me." When he first spoke these words in the upper room on the night before he was crucified, his disciples found themselves baffled and asked one another what on earth these words might mean. "A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me." The Lord Jesus perceived their perplexity and answered them by saying, "Truly, truly, I say to you that you will weep and lament. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy." And then Jesus illustrated the meaning of his words by using the vivid picture of a woman in the pains of childbirth, whose misery turns into joy when her baby is born into the world. Now, these words of Jesus had to do with what the disciples were about to experience. But they also apply to the experience of all believers until the end of the world. They apply to you and to me. Those first disciples quickly experienced the truth of what Jesus had said. Before the evening of the next day, their Lord would have been judged and condemned, scourged and crowned with thorns, put to death on the cross, and his lifeless body concealed and buried in a tomb. Fulfilled then were Jesus' words, "A little while, and you will not see me." But then on the third day, the risen Lord appeared to them, showed them his hands and his side, and then, as St. John writes, "Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord." And so again, Jesus' words were fulfilled, "A little while, and you will see me, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you." But these words of Jesus are meant not only for those first disciples, they're meant also for you and for me, and for all believers. Ever since our Lord ascended into heaven, we Christians have not had his visible presence with him. Although we do indeed see him with eyes of faith, we do not yet see him as did the disciples with the eyes of our body. And yet, Jesus assures us that it will be only a little while until we see him again. But how can that be? 2,000 years have come and gone, and still we do not see the risen Lord. How then can it be a little while until we see him? Here some words of St. Peter help us. They in fact provide an answer. St. Peter is addressing the anxious question posed, "Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things have continued as they were from the beginning of creation." Where is the promise of his coming? And what then does St. Peter say in response to this anxious question? He says, "Do not ignore this fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day," as if to say that God's timetable is not our timetable, and that what seems to us, to you and to me, to be an impossibly long time is for the Lord only a little while, the twinkling of an eye. Remember those wonderfully comforting words found in the letter to the Hebrews, where the holy author has this to say of the risen and ascended and unseen Lord. The author writes, "As it is, we do not see everything in subjection to him, but we see Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. And remember the wonderfully comforting words of St. John. Beloved, we are God's children now, but it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he appears, we shall see him as he is. The aged Apostle John had many years to ponder the words of his Savior and Lord. And surely in these words, we are in fact hearing but the echo of those words once spoken by the Lord Jesus himself. A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me. You have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. All of this is being fulfilled and will be fulfilled in a way far more wonderful than we can now even begin to imagine, when the risen and ascended Lord at that last and great day appears in glory. So what else can you and I do? What can any believer do but to pray with an earnest and faithful heart? Amen. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. And so we see that not only in this time of the coronavirus, we are in an in-between time, but our whole life as believers, as Christians, is an in-between time. And it's filled with expectation of the fulfillment of all our hope. And the peace of God, which passes understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. In our prayers today, we especially remember our good friend, Pastor Roy Coates, who is at home convalescing from the virus. Our prayers are asked for a member of Pastor Coates' congregation, Prince Williams, who is gravely ill in the hospital. We also remember Mary Teckow, who will undergo a procedure this coming Tuesday. We pray also for our brothers and sisters of Emmanuel Church Alexandria as they face an especially difficult time in the life of that congregation. We remember all who care for the sick and the dying, and for all who in any way provide help and encouragement in this time. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their need. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise that you have brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and we pray that hearing his voice we may follow where he leads, so that as we have been buried with him by baptism into death, we may daily rise with him to newness of life. Lord, in your mercy, we thank you for your holy church, that wonderful and sacred mystery. In mercy, remember your church throughout all the world, together with all the shepherds of your flock and all who serve your people. Let the rays of the Sun of Righteousness shine in all earth's darkness, that the whole world may come to know the brightness of his love. Lord, in your mercy. Remember in mercy the President and Congress of the United States, the Governor and Legislature of this state, and all the rulers of the earth, that there may be justice and peace in all the world. Lord, in your mercy, have mercy upon us and protect us in this time of sickness and death. Forgive us our many and grievous sins, and help us to place our whole trust and confidence in your mercy. Sustain and uphold all doctors and nurses and all who care for the sick and the dying, and protect them in all their work. Prosper the work of those who labor to find a cure for this illness, and grant that we may love and care for one another according to your commandment. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
By the grace of your Holy Spirit, reveal the risen Lord himself as the shepherd of souls to the sick and the sorrowing, as the comforter of the lonely and the forsaken, and as their staff and stay to those who pass through the valley of the shadow of death. We especially commend to your mercy Mary, Roy, Prince, and all those for whom our prayers are desired. Lord, in your mercy, we also remember before you all those who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and pray that we may be made partakers together with them of your everlasting kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, grant these our prayers, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Let us join in singing hymn 756.